combination.
I know you got
trucks.
So much things on them, but there's a lot of them that don't have anything on them.
No, I didn't. I was just making a comparison.
I know, and I'm glad you did, because it was a good point.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm just making a comparison that they can make them quiet.
Yeah, but we can't.
However, they can make them obnoxious.
If a warehouse goes in, we can't tell them they have to make all their
trucks.
Yeah, no,
that's a different. That's
trucks
a different
that come
animal.
In will walk the line. You know what I mean?
Yes, then they have to.
So to me, the setback applies more to the warehouse.
It's a good document. It's a good reference. It's probably one of the most complete ones that I've seen. At least we don't locally, even with all the warehousing that's going in over in New York, nobody's got a comprehensive warehouse, which is why they got so much litigation going on right now.
Okay, all right.
They do.
So you have enough from the previous comments with what it is to draft something that
I'd like to draft up a document that we can then review and chew on and actually execute at some point this year.
If you have something that's that substantial, if we do get into an issue, that the supervisors have a document that they can act on.
Yeah.
So
if we got nothing in the works.
Right. If you have nothing in the works, you have nothing to act on. You have no teeth.
If you got something that got most of it and we pass it, we can always amend it.
Yeah. So that's.
All right.
Agreed.
So I'll take that as a charge to go ahead and draft document and then
we can amend it as we go. And
all right.
You want to keep working on this now while we're...
I think we take the momentum and we work on it now.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, we're going to keep kicking the can down the road.
And we're never going to get done.
We're going to have an application.
Yeah, let's get it out our way. Right.
Because trying to draft an ordinance... when you have an open application, that's going to be problematic.
And when you get in touch with Nancy, keep her in the loop, because you may have good input.
So the last thing is we haven't addressed, at least not in a while, is 407.
Right.
So, you know, I know Tony had, he had sent a pretty, good email summarizing his thoughts on 407. I had done like a brief, a couple page memorandum last year to the supervisors and just had some additional thoughts about that we can talk about tonight. I don't know, Tony, do you want to kind of summarize your email that you sent?
I think I tried to incorporate your comments also.
Yeah.
My thought on this was there were a couple sections in 407 that were kind of vague and in general and didn't really refer back to other sections of the ordinance. So, for example, in 407.2, when we're dealing with storage of materials, we didn't say anything about complying with accessory building standards. So I threw that in there. Another example would have been the how far a storage building should be separated from principal buildings, and 407.2d. I left that to the discretion of the planning commission, but there should be a separation between the buildings where the job boxes or storage areas are going to be, or materials are going to be stored, and the principal building, the principal use of the property. You can't have it right next to it because that'll be a disaster for many reasons. The other part.
Wait, before you go, 407.2b, my comment to that was, where do we limit the amount, at the end of it, where do we limit the amount of toxic chemicals, or there is no, there shall be no outside storage of toxic chemicals. In a building or wherever, how do you say no toxic chemicals? That's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be a prohibition, and quite frankly, probably some of the stuff I store in my shed
yeah.
would be considered a toxic.
Right.
Chemical.
So my question then was where or how or what do we do to limit an amount or how do we handle that? You can't say just
yeah.
none. That's my only comment about that.
Yeah, I know we handled it in the wellhead ordinance by saying they can only have X gallons of
I think in this context, 30 gallons of where we were with that is a little much if you're getting toxic chemicals, but I don't. And you have to be
sure.
practical enough to realize that the guy that's got 50-gallon drum of paint that's going to put it on the building is, you know, that is
well,
that's
that's
not.
The thing. And you know, where do you draw the line?
Well, that's basically what I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
In the past, if I'm not mistaken, I thought we said anything with toxic chemicals would be taken on a case by case. Because you got so many different kinds of uses that go with businesses.
Yeah, they would have to provide like an MSDS
yeah.
of what they're bringing in.
And,
right.
and
which is required by every business anyway. You're supposed to have an MSDS for all the products that you have in your building accessible.
They changed the term now. It's not MSDS. It's what do they call it now? But anyway,
sure.
yes.
It'll always be MSDS.
I was just gonna
yeah.
say I didn't realize there was a change.
I didn't realize it either.
Okay.
Do you trivia? They tried to apply the same standards to the people that trucked 8,200 gallons of formaldehyde, and funeral directors that have it in 16-ounce bottles.
Well,
this is
yeah.
how crazy they are.
Oh, I know.
But at any rate, that's just trivia.
So that's kind of where I get stuck on 407, because you know, this is supposed to be in general what are your requirements, and in some cases we've gotten tied up on, you know, for example, in the section that deals with licensed trailers. I mean, I don't know how the zoning officer, the current zoning officer feels, but the former zoning officer, he did not want any trailers on a property for more than 2 years. And our ordinance always said that, and that's why it was on there. And Bob, you're a former zoning officer. What do you think?
If it's registered? I don't see where you got enforcement issues.
Yeah.
And that's been an issue for over 20 years. If you remember, they used to have the, if you had a car on your property that wasn't registered or inspected, you had to remove it. Well, the government took away that, right? Because if it's got anything on it that's considered of value, it's not junk.
Right.
So you couldn't even go after those anymore, because if it had a good fender on it, it has something of value.
Remember when they made Russ Current get rid of all his cars?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The other aspects of this are mostly grammatical changes. There weren't a lot of substantive changes to the rest of it. The only one that was of substance was that in 407.3, we said that any activity involving manufacturing, production, storage, transfer, or disposal of flammable and explosive materials has to have adequate safety devices to prevent hazard of fire and explosion, and provide for adequate firefighting and fire suppression equipment with devices that are standard in the industry. And then we went on to say that, you know, these type of compounds had to be listed and approved by the emergency management coordinator at the time of the application. So, and I think we were trying to do that because we were concerned when the first warehouse application came in, how they were so unwilling to let us know what the actual use of the warehouse was going to be, because they more or less were building it on spec and didn't know what the use was going to be.
Right. And that was always an issue with that one.
Right. So, I mean, the other portions of this are pretty much what's in existence already in the ordinance. The only thing that I'll mention is, if you recall, the Water Authority wanted this to apply to all non-residential and non-agricultural uses. So I simply changed the title to non-residential and non-agricultural use performance standards. And it basically applies to any application that we're going to get. And therein lies the rub, I know, for at least one member of your board who's raised it before. Like, where do we draw the line between someone that has to do a completed plan and spend a lot of money for a conditional use application for a small mom and pop operation versus the guy that wants to put up a 1 million square foot warehouse?
I think we're there with the anything under an acre. Mm-hmm. Anything that doesn't require an NPDES permit based on that, and any type of chemical storage or hazardous material storage. That would be the only thing that would separate the mom and pop from anybody else. And I mean, you could have somebody put in a building that's under an acre of disturbance, and they're going to store a full building of formaldehyde.
Well, I was just going to say, or you get somebody that's going to open up a small tanning business, and they've got drums of, you know, yeah. I mean, there's...
And that, you know, that's where we got to...
And I've got an interesting scenario. You know, we oftentimes will talk about toxic chemicals and things like that, but, you know, there are some businesses out there that you would think are rather harmless until you find out what they actually use and how they do it. In one township I represent, there's a fruit processing business. They process fruit and they make these power bars and power fruit drinks and things like that. And they want to use an old industrial site to make it. Well, when you first get into the narrative of all this, you find out that they're using all sorts of dyes that were either on the list to be banned or formally on the list to be banned by FDA. So there's all kinds of bad things in almost every industry. So, you know, where do you draw the line? That's the question.
Well, that was more or less what I thought we were getting at. Any type of chemicals or materials that they're going to be using have to be submitted at the time of the application, and then we take mm-hmm. it from there. I mean, we're not talking about having to do $50,000 worth of soil testing for right. you know, a business, but they may have to do containment.
Well, they might, though.
They might have to do containment, or they might have to do the right. Depending on the materials.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get to a point where, like, when the water company was here, I asked them about when the gas tanks were leaking up at the Marabito. That was probably one of the biggest in-ground problems that we had.
And
they said it didn't affect the water table at all. I mean, here you got gas tanks right. leaking.
Well, this letter with between John's two letters, the 16th, 25, mm-hmm. and this letter tonight. We're addressing all the issues we're
right.
talking yeah. about.
Yeah. Right.
We're addressing.
I think we are too.
Especially with the letter tonight that you limit the hydrogeologic study to the 1 acre, 10,000 feet, change the existing. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense to add that. And then the risk assessments, the other stuff.
Right.
I
think
we have to apologize. I don't think I saw the 16th of June letter.
Uh-huh. It's possible, but...
That doesn't mean I didn't. That's a year ago.
Yeah.
It is a year ago. Yeah, we got taken away from this by other pressing matters.
Right.
Everything's a pressing matter here.
Right. So then, I'm sorry, you guys, to interrupt.
I agree.
That.
I think.
No,
I think
that's what I'm talking about. I think we got it.
Yeah. I think we got it. I had a couple other comments about Tony's letter, but I think the one that 407-14, property owner shall document such waste and make available on a regular basis to the township. Shouldn't we define that? Regular basis is just an open, that's Tony's letter.
It could be every 5 years.
I think that's the language that's there now.
Yeah, it's actually in the ordinance. So I agree. I think we could be specific there.
That should be.
And what was it
that's
for?
That's the language in the ordinance now.
Waste?
For reporting the waste and however you're going to use that.
Yep. Okay. And then who's to
get it? That's if there's a change or?
To the township.
They should report their waste.
They should
what's it
make,
say?
They should. Property owner shall document how and where such waste is removed or disposed and make available on a regular basis to the township.
Well, that can vary.
So make available or report to?
It says make available.
I have all my documents available.
I think it's actually to report to.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Make available is vague in itself. Yeah.
It says make available and then comma reports thereof.
I would say that they have to set a report, an annual report.
I was going to say annual because some people only do things annually.
I think annual would be appropriate in that case.
Agree.
So like if someone from representing the town went and asked for it, they'd have to have it.
Here's what happens. You don't really see that until you lay it out that way. That's why I did that, because that's what's in the ordinance now, and it makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And there were a couple other little things, but I think when we put them together, the other thing that, where was it?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
While I'm thinking about it, can you take a look in our ordinance about the blasting, like when they're blasting the ground? Because in the past, they had to supply us with the reports you get on that.
I'll take a look at that, Bob.
Seismographic reports.
I was
going to
say the vibrations, but...
I don't think...
And when they did, all the reports went to Russ.
Okay.
Well, right. and they don't, they're not fair with that. Quite honestly, two separate times they shot the quarry and literally broke the floors at the crematory facility.
Oh, I had the same problem.
Paul was there twice, and two times. Now, any piece of concrete over 20 feet breaks. I know that, but Paul was standing on the concrete when it broke. And
really?
And we've got there. All that concrete was sawed, so that would break. You know, uniformly and whatever, but the floors broke while he was standing on them when they shot him.
And that was at the quarry?
Yep.
They blasted?
And they gave notice the one time in some really obscure way, and the other time they didn't make notice at all. So we need to have something in our...
Yeah.
And where are we going to go with that? We're not.
I don't know. It's something to just give thought of right now.
But that's...
All right.
Every 4th of July, Milford Highlands, when they were blasting, shook my house on 4th of July.
But if you had other people owned that business or did that there, the township would have had a lot of grief to put up with, whether you could do anything about it or not.
I don't know what we could do about it, but...
You can't, but...
And when I came in and complained because they were shaking my house every 4th of July... And I asked where the seismograph reports went, and Russ said to me. And I said, you know how to read them? He said, no.
So John, do you, I think the problem with 407 is that the actual document that was put together in the office, so I don't have a Word document. That's why I wrote my letter this way.
Got it.
So I think Shahana has the Word document, or maybe Rachel has the Word document.
Has this Word document.
I have the Word document with the red lines, like some updates were made.
Can you share that with us?
Okay.
If you can provide that to John and I, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think we can finalize this language, and I think we're good.
All right.
And we'll be good on that.
And then the other comment that I had, it was in there, and I don't know where I saw that now, here it is, on the front page of your letter tonight.
Yeah.
Any proposed activity deemed exempt required a planning commission and or the Board of Supervisors. I think if you're going to eliminate a groundwater or hydrogeologic study in this circumstance, that it should be both.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be both, not
because this is assuming this is a conditional use, right?
Kevin?
It's my letter. I'll get you a copy.
Okay.
I thought we had forwarded it to you, but I'll email it.
That's all right.
Yep.
Now, just Tony, it's real simple. In John's opinion, the exceptions to hydrogeologic study would be 1 acre under 1 acre disturbance, total impervious less than 10,000 feet.
Right.
No proposed construction on the site, just a change of use. And any proposed activity deemed exempt by the requirement of the planning commission and the supervisors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that makes sense to me, that list.
Yep.
Yes.
Agreed.
Sounds good.
So I think with these two letters, unless you guys have other comments, that if you're willing to do the same.
Yeah. I'll work with Tony and we'll get this updated. And.
Yes?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So will moving Milford Water Authority to 407.11 be better? Like Milford Water Authority is mentioned in section 407.3. If we move it to section 407.11, since it's about surface and groundwater protection, will it be better if we move sending information to Milford Water Authority to that section, 407.11? Under 407.3, I see it's being sent to emergency management and Milford Water Authority.
Correct.
No, I didn't. Huh?
That's what the amendment states.
Yeah, in 407.3 in that.
But that's what they asked us about was the volatile chemicals.
Correct.
Right, and anything that has to do with the, Shauna brings up a good, it maybe should be in both places so there isn't any, so there isn't any confusion about it.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, maybe in both places so there isn't any confusion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to make a note on that.
Yep.
Good. Thanks, Shauna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it for me.
Well, do you have anything else for us, John?
Not tonight. I think good progress.
I think we moved a lot tonight. That makes the problem with all of these issues is we had an application come in somewhere in between, and they all wound up on the same back burner.
Yep.
So this way we'll get them front and center, and if you have the time to do it, the next couple months, and we'll get it over with.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
We got to be able to go back to napping for our meetings.
You blame your mother for that.
Do you want to keep those copies, or do you want to leave it in the office?
Huh?
I'm leaving mine.
No, the copies that I, that's why I carry mine, because the copies that I
write on.
Oh, you write. Okay.
The copies that I write on, I want to keep.
Do you want to keep those?
No, I'll just keep these for people.
Okay.
Yeah, this is. These are the new ones and the copies that I wrote on.
He don't have no computer. See, when you send them to me, I keep them on my computer so I can just look at them and make my notes.
Well, you know, when I made the move, when I did the...
And when I call them, I make sure the string's good and tight and the can's up against my ear.
When I made the move and made the transition from my office, I refused to have a computer in my house. You need a break.
Yeah.
So...
I get a break.
Huh?
We're too connected.
Yeah, we're... Yep.
Every time I need my computer, my wife's working from home. She's in my way.
Right. I do the same thing.
And the stuff that we do this way, to be perfectly honest with you, if I have it on hard copy, I can put it there, I can write a note on it, and I can remember where we are and get you back to...
Now, see, I can do that on the computer and print it out and bring it with me.
You know, I have a Kindle. I have a Kindle to read on. And, you know, I don't like it because I can't go back to a page that I wanted. You know, if you want to read something through, they're great. But if you get to a certain point that you want to go back and forth on, it's really a pain in the ass.
I don't read on those things.
But you can't, like, you can't bookmark it.
No.
You know, like you can't paper. You can bookmark it.
But you got to toggle.
When I travel,
I use one of them, and it's just, I still can't get used to it. I put a book in the bag.
That is why I miss my newspaper. But
yeah,
that is why I got the big phone.
Well, I still get the Lancaster Farmer.
I put one on one page and one on the other.
So
okay, all right, Tony.
Do we have anything else for the good of the order? No public participation. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
All second.
All in favor?
Aye. Right.
So you can print that stuff out for me and bring it back with you.
What's that?
What the stuff you're marking.